Evening, welcome to the Derby Debrief from Rams TV. I'm Owen Bradley with Sean Barker and Bradley Johnson with you to bring you reaction to a great win for Derby County tonight. They've beaten Exeter by 3-0 at St James Park. Important that they did. The top three in League One all won this evening, but the Rams victory means that they stay second in the table. We'll bring you reaction from the camp shortly. We'll kick off with reaction from the guys. Max Bird, Nathaniel Menes, Lang, Tom Barkes, and with the goals. Sean, how good an away performance was that for you?
It was brilliant. Jono mentioned discipline at half-time, and I thought that was the perfect word to describe the shape and the decisions, when to press, when not to, when to surrender possession, and also to do what the manager and staff have obviously put in play in terms of the press and how you're going to win the ball back. And the goals came through winning it back, transitioning quickly, running forward, using the space, using the pace we had. And in terms of limiting Exeter, they had a couple of chances in the last maybe 5 minutes or so, but very few chances, and Joe, I don't think, had a save to make. So if you think of a away performance, a clean sheet, 3 goals, complete control after you get that first goal, brilliant performance. And it was a proper team performance. Every single one did their bit today. Every single player individually and collectively did the job, and no surprise they came away with 3 points.
An 11th away win of the campaign, John. How good was that for you?
Yeah, everything that Sean just said there, I echo everything. To go away from home, put performance in like that, again, playing a different sort of way, giving up possession, and you know, everyone allowed sticking to it takes real discipline, which I said at half time. And get the goals that we did get through the way we did play was terrific, and I'm sure Paul will be happy with that.
Yeah, didn't have a lot of the ball, Derby, 30% possession, but they had the moments of quality.
Yeah, and you know, Bart said it during the game. No, you rely on them sort of players to create them moments, and Birdie done it in the first half, and that went through, and then you got your subs coming on, Tom, who got the third goal, and you know, them moments are key, because you know, playing them games, you can get frustrated if you get them chances and you don't take them. But tonight we took every one of our chances and got a comfortable win.
More from the boys in a moment or two. Let's bring you some reaction from down in Devon. We can hear from assistant boss Richie Barker.
Yeah, obviously very pleased with the result. Very pleased with what we'd asked them to do in terms of trying something different or doing something a little bit different that we haven't done for an away game for a while. But you've got to come and win football matches, and you have to win that in different ways. And today it was about surrendering possession and allowing them to have the ball in certain areas and them going and pressing. That obviously led to the first goal.
It's the second away game in a row we've seen Max Bird win the ball back from the press and that lead to a goal. How much have you worked on that kind of press?
Yeah, well, it was a different type of press today. We had to do it in a slightly different way, and everybody had to bell to buy into it, because you were only as strong as your weakest link in terms of the way we were pressing today. One person switched off, they're technically very good. They always find the spare man in the middle of the pitch, so everybody had to be, you know, we've done quite a lot of work even in the hotel today, really. So it's quite pleasing when that comes off, and obviously you get an opportunity to score a goal from it. So I'm really pleased with Birdie. He's a football intelligent lad, he understands the game, and when somebody takes real pride in listening and learning, they get their rewards, and it's pleasing.
Is it particularly pleasing to see that work pay off when you've had so little time to work on it?
Yeah, and you know, obviously midweek games are always difficult because you're trying to get so much information into a short period of time, particularly when you are doing something that's not exactly like we normally do. You know, we did something, we had to play in a slightly different way. So when you, and from my personal point of view, when you know, you're sitting and watching hours of football and you're trying to work it out to win the game, when you do that and then it works, then, you know, obviously it makes the job worthwhile. But yeah, they're a good group in terms of coming in and going, right, we're going to have to play a little bit different today. This is what you have to do, take the information on board. And midweek games are never easy, because it's all right on Saturday, because you get all week to work on it and you can start putting the information in. Monday morning, bosh, off we go, and we're ready to go again.
3 goals of very high quality tonight. How pleased were you with those?
Yeah. Counter-attack goals, obviously, Nats particularly, and should have scored again as well from that. So, and sometimes when you have to surrender possession, it is that opportunity when you win the ball back. I thought we looked bright on the turnover in terms of people willing to run forward. Obviously, Nat, very, very powerful, and pace. Obviously, with Tom as well with his goal. So, was it a perfect performance? No. Was it a pretty good away performance? I think so.
We've seen struggles recently with one goal leads and not being able to find that second goal and really kill the game off. How important was it to do so tonight?
Yeah, we've particularly at home, we've really struggled trying to get that second goal. And obviously, you know, as we saw at the weekend and over the last couple of weeks, if you are only 1-0 up, you're giving people an opportunity to, you know, change the game with 10, 15 minutes to go, maybe make it into a smaller game that we talk about. And so even at 3-0, in fairness, when he put the 7 minutes up, I was thinking, obviously, we had a couple of lads we had to bring off and you know, Cash was cramping up a little bit and one or two others were getting a little bit tight. So you think, oh, bummer, next 7 minutes to go. So, but, yeah, I mean, obviously, had we not scored the second and third, then you're inviting pressure. So, yeah, it was pleasing.
You mentioned a couple of knocks there. We'll just do a bit of housekeeping there. Corey Blackett-Taylor?
Yeah, hamstring was a bit tight. So, you know, obviously a powerful player, but as I said earlier, a bit like Nat. And you can't be risking hamstring injuries with players who are pace and power. So it was best that he came off. Cash started to get a little bit tight towards the end. Obviously not trained for a week or so with the tight hamstring. Nat always quite fancies a rest towards the end, and obviously people like Connor, you know, we've got to try and keep him as fresh as we can. So but I thought the game changes, as we call them, were excellent. I thought Sibs took the information on board really well, and obviously Tom Barkhuizen comes on and gets his goal. So we're going to need everybody, you know, even Sonny, in fairness, excellent in terms of a couple of blocks and defending crosses, and we're going to need everybody, and the team we put out tonight probably won't be the team on Saturday. So it'll be a totally different game.
One person who has been playing a lot of minutes recently, so when he went down, James Collins, it did look a little bit concerning. How's he?
Yeah, okay. He takes some hammer, doesn't he? He does take some hammer, and he puts his body on the line. His work ethic's phenomenal. He's an all-round team player. He's pressing, and his work towards the end, chasing back, was excellent. And he's, you know, he deserves everything in every minute that he gets, and he deserves more goals because of the work he does for the team. But yeah, it was a bit of a naughty one, a bit of a clicking ear, I think. So you know, but in fairness, it takes a lot to get him to come off. So hopefully we'll get him treated as quickly as we can, and hopefully we'll cross our fingers.
These away wins are becoming something of a habit. These really great celebrations with supporters at the end. How much are you as a coaching staff enjoying seeing that?
Well, you know, it's an amazing following that we have to come here on a Tuesday night and 3.5 hours or whatever it is down the motorway to bring that following. So it's always nice to reward them. But the away wins have been a big part for us in our previous promotions, because you can't just you know, get promoted with home form. You can't. And I think somebody told me the other day, we're top in the Football League, I think, for away wins. And I suppose, really, without being too negative previously, to take the team who I think were probably bottom of the away table when we took over, who hadn't scored a goal, to take them to the top is, in 18 months, is probably one of our biggest achievements, really, because it's about winning football matches, and it's about giving these amazing fans opportunities to come all this way and celebrate. So, you know, you can't get promoted just on home form. So, yeah, really pleasing.
That's Derby assistant boss Richie Barker. Yeah, those travelling supporters have been fantastic all season, and they've been rewarded for their efforts as well. 11 away wins for Derby now, the best away record in League One. Top scorers away from home as well. 3 more goals tonight, Sean, of really good quality. Starting with Max Bird, who has been on fire these last 3 or 4 games.
He has. I think sometimes for players individually, they just need to know what the next step is for them. And obviously with Max not signing, he's obviously signed elsewhere but knows he's here to the end of the season. He can just move forward. He can just concentrate on the job at hand, which is to try and get this football club promoted. And he's shown his professionalism. He's shown his quality of the last 3 or 4 games. The detail in key moments has been massive. The goal he scored was brilliant. It was awful from Exeter's point of view because he gets past 2 or 3 players too easy, gets to the edge of the box and they allow him time and space to look for the run ahead of him. Didn't play it, stayed on the ball and finished in the far corner. So that started the ball rolling. And then in the second half, those counters with pace, with purpose, with Barkhuizen, who was outstanding, I thought, in the second half. Mendes Lang came to life. Colo led the line really well. So all 3 goals were very different, but in a similar fashion. It was forward runs, it was positive in that final third. It was catching Exeter out when they had possession. They gave it away, we won it back, and we were just too much pace and power. And it's no surprise when you look at the team, when you look at the setup, you look at the players we have in, why it's been easier to win away from home, because it kind of suits the players we've got. And sometimes that might be not just free-flowing football and possession-based. It might just be catching teams on the counter and punishing them, and we certainly did that this evening.
A goal and an assist for Max Bird tonight. A goal and an assist for Nathaniel Mendes-Lang as well, who got Derby second 6 minutes in to the second half. He has been so important for Derby.
Key player. And a player who turns up on big moments. You know, we speak about him a lot before games, and he always seems to come out of the game with an assist or goals. But other than that as well, he's worked great off the ball. He's a leader in the change room, a leader on the pitch, and you know, I think he's his best turnout of the season this year. And long may it continue. He spoke about it there in his interview. He's not really talking about numbers. He just wants to concentrate on the next game, and can he contribute to the team? And he's doing that this year.
Do you think we're seeing more from him off the ball as well?
Yeah, definitely. Especially today. You know, we spoke about it in that first half. He was tucked in a lot, stopping balls going through the middle, and that was his job. And Bart said there about people taking on information. You know, he's an experienced player, but you know, he can take on information, what the manager wants him to do, and that sometimes can not be easy to do. You know, playing inside where he wants to play out wide and hug the line, but he had to do that tonight for the team, and he'd done that and deservedly got his goal.
Yeah, and the game was over after 62 minutes when Tom Barkhuizen, who came on at half-time, got Derby's third. Great to have contributions off the bench like that.
It is, and we've had that numerous times this season where we've had impact players coming off the bench. It's no surprise that Paul is willing to put players on the pitch. He's not looking at his starting 11 and thinking that's it. He's thinking, how else can I change it? How else can I add with the players that we've got on the pitch? And I think one of the details today is players willing to sacrifice their own kind of role in a side. And I think when you pick up on the likes of Nat, that all of a sudden is doing something for the team, and then ultimately it still leads to him having chances in the second half. So we talked about the squad, we talked about the strength in depth, we've talked about the impact that it's made, and you heard Richie there, the importance of picking up away results and rave performances. Yes, we come to Pride Park and we feel that little bit of pressure, and teams make it a little bit more difficult for us, but the fact that you keep on winning away and you keep on picking the results just gives you that extra little bit of leeway for the mistake or two at home.
I can't not ask about Ebu Adams, who is just fabulous, Jono.
Yeah, he's one of them players, he's infectious. Watching him there on Saturday and tonight, he's one of them players that I would love to play with and have him in your team. All the dirty stuff that he does on the pitch, you know, the tackles, the blocks, and that block that he done at the end in the second half and the way he celebrated
The reaction.
Yeah, the reaction, and that goes a long way. It gets the fans up as well, gets the players up, and, you know, he's one of them players who, if he was on my team, I'd be delighted playing with him in that middle of the pitch.
And same for you?
Yeah, I think your back line looks more secure because you've got someone constantly right. I don't know if you noticed in the first half, Nell steps forward, who's the person that's filling in. It's Adams recognising the space behind him. It's just, it's the amount of care with every single thing he does and the amount of emotion that comes with playing a game of football. That's how it feels for fans at the side when you can't be on the pitch and you can't influence it. So you make your noise in the stands. But when you see a player give everything he's got on the pitch, he's everything we hoped for as well. We've been talking about this player and he's come in. The three games he's been outstanding. And it also allows other players to express themselves in a different way. So a brilliant signing and a brilliant addition to the squad.
Let's bring you some more reaction from St James Park. We can hear from one of the goal scorers.
No, it's massive. All we can do is keep winning, you know. I think the gaffer gave us a target of 10 wins. That's another one ticked off. I think it was a great performance from everyone. Very disciplined, out of possession. And we know we've got the quality to go and hurt teams, and that's what we did.
You guys will know as much as anyone just how good of a run Exeter were on before tonight, so just how big of a win was that for you?
Yeah, I think they're the informed team at the moment in the league, so look, they play good football as well, so credit to them. It's not an easy place to come, I remember it last season as well. So yeah, I think to win 3-0, it's massive.
Tough conditions as well tonight, but you still managed to play your football, get your goal and assist too, so what was it like out there?
Well, the pitch is nice, so that was a bonus, and I think that suits us more, you know, so we could play the football that we wanted to. And yeah, I'm happy to obviously contribute, that's my job, and yeah, another one on the tally.
Yeah, another goal and assist for you tonight. Happy with that? You just point your stats are just ticking on up now, aren't they?
Yeah, like I've set my personal targets for the season, and I'm very close with quite a few games left, so hopefully I can continue to add.
Said it jokingly, but should you have had another goal tonight?
Absolutely. I was probably a bit giddy. Look, score some, miss some, that's how it goes.
Stevenage Saturday, so the games keep coming, they keep getting... It's another tough game. You know what they did to us earlier in the season. What are you expecting from that one?
Yeah, like you said, it's going to be a battle. They like to run over teams. It's going to be very physical. We've just got to try and stick to what we do, try and play our football. And, I think if we perform like that, we'll have no problems.
Final word on tonight. I know we say it all the time, but some trek tonight and it sold out away end. Just a word for the fans.
Yeah, I love the away following. You know, it always feels like a home game. The support's unbelievable, and I'm buzzing that we could get the goals in front of them tonight.
And there is Nathaniel Mendes-Lang. Results from League One tonight. A couple of games postponed, notably Peterborough's game against Port Vale. Port Vale appointing Darren Moore as their new manager today. Lots of late goals and wins for all of the top three. Bolton hanging on in the end to beat Wickham by 2-1. The leaders Portsmouth coming from behind to beat Cambridge. Barnsley dropped points. A 92nd minute equaliser needed to get their draw at Shrewsbury. Oxford winning, beating Wigan 4-2 to go back into the top six. Bristol Rovers doing the rest a favour by winning at Stevenage. Luke Thomas and Chris Martin, former Derby players, both on target there. This is the League One table for you then. Portsmouth top, still leading by 6 points from Derby, who still have that point advantage over Bolton, but Bolton have the games in hand. A bit of a gap now between the top three and the rest. Barnsley, Peterborough and Oxford in the top six, replacing Stevenage. Leighton Orient won again tonight. Maybe their playoff hopes are still alive. Bottom half of the table, things tightening up with a win for Cheltenham. Reading have climbed as high as 16th. Another big night for them this evening. Exeter stay where they were. Still 8 points clear of the bottom four. That's just about all from us for now. If you want more reaction to tonight's game, it'll be on the website, dcfc.co.uk. We're back on Saturday, but for now, from me, Barks, Jono, and the team, goodbye.